Sri Bhagavan Vacha,
Sri Bhagavan Vacha,
The personality of Godhead appeared and continued, "My dear mother, now I shall describe unto you the different categories of the absolute truth, knowing which any person can be released from the influence and moves of material energy." Let's repeat. The personality of Godhead appeared and continued. "My dear mother, now I shall describe unto you the different categories of the absolute truth, knowing which any person can be released from the influence of the modes of material nature." Stated to the Bhagavad Gita, one can understand the supreme personality of Godhead, the absolute truth, only through devotional service, bhakti and vijnanati. As stated in the Bhagavatam, the object of devotional service is man, Krishna. And as explained in the Chaitanya, to understand Krishna means to understand Krishna in his personal form, which is internal energy, his external energy, his expansions, and his incarnations. There are many diverse departments of knowledge in understanding Krishna. Sankhya philosophy is especially meant for persons who are conditioned by this material world. It is generally understood by the Parampara system or by the Sankhya tradition to be a science of devotional service. Preliminary studies of devotional service have already been explained. Now, the analytical study of devotional service will be explained by the Lord, who says that by such an analytical study, one becomes free from the woes and uncharted. The same assertion is confirmed by Lord Gita, the Guru Mananda, the Guru Yahakwa. By understanding the law according to various categories, one can become eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. This is also explained here. By understanding the science of emotional service in Sankhya philosophy, one can become free from the modes of materiality. Eternal self, after becoming free from the spell of materiality, becomes eligible to enter into the kingdom of God, as long as one has even a slight desire and joy for knowing over materiality. There is no chance of his being free from the influence of nature's material modes. Therefore, one has to understand the supreme personality of Godhead analytically, as explained in the Sankhya system of philosophy. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
The personality of Godhead appeared, continued, "My dear mother, now I shall describe unto you the different categories of the absolute truth, one which any person can be released from the influence of the world spiritual nature. In the Bible, Peter and the Apostle said the same thing. That you find in chapter 9 of your reading. That's why. So you see, you are one of our child. In that day, you know, you are the moment of our shabby, nash, you are big, get a big gun up. Get a big gun up, say it home. My dear, do. I want to give you my heart, my confidential knowledge. So, if you get this knowledge from me, this is confidential knowledge I'm giving to you. If you get it, you will transcend the dualities of this material, good and bad. You become transcendental like myself. You know what the professor is saying? If we want to be transcendental, which we should, then we should hear him, we should hear the professor, we should listen to the professor. The same thing that the Buddha is doing. If you understand this knowledge, which I've given to you systematically, step by step, you will become free from the woes of nature. The three modes of material nature controls everything in this world, everything. Bhagavad Gita, the Krishna said, the knowledge which we get here is of three modes. Even knowledge is of three modes: ignorance, passion, and prudence. Our activities are also in the same. Ignorance, passion, and prudence. The food which we get is the same. Our faith are also in the same mode. Everything is controlled by the two modes of nature. Except one comes out of material nature, one cannot serve Krishna purely. So here, take Kanto. Kakul Muni explains that even devotional service, three modes. There is devotional service in ignorance, devotional service in passion, and devotional service in goodness. And above these modes, there is pure transcendental devotional service. Devotional service is not in the modes. Devotional service is not in the mode. It is not devotional service which is in the mood. Devotional service is pure. The living entities who are practicing are in the mood. Therefore, because of the mood we belong, we will do everything we have to do in the same way. A person in the mood of ignorance, you will do devotional service in ignorance. And we know that. Devotional service in ignorance. It was not service we do because our parents are in me. It is not that I deliberately want to do devotional service. It is a caution. And it was not service in ignorance. The people they say it is separatist devotional service. Why? It is different from the interest of Krishna. Devotional service in the mode of passion has some desire. I am doing this devotional service for some reasons. I want something from Krishna, therefore, I'm doing devotional service.
Devotional service is a mode of compassion.
Devotional service in the mode of goodness is done out of fear or suffering. Sinful activities bring reactions that makes one to suffer. I don't want to suffer, I'm tired of suffering. Let me take the Krishna consciousness. That is devotional service in the mode of goodness. And transcendental devotional service does not come within this mode. It is, Kapil Muni described it as exactly like Ganges water flowing into the sea. No obstruction. There is no reason. It is natural. It's not cause. It was business. How do we transcend the moods? By devotional service, we transcend the moods. Not by any other means. There is no other means. The only means you can transcend the moods is by devotional service. Devotional service for Krishna. Service must be for Krishna. How do we do that? Lord Krishna explained. Mamatayo, Rabbi Charina, Bhakti Yogana, Sakata, Sagunas, Mr. Daitan, Brahmoya, Kapati, Brahma Bhuta, Sanatma, Sutatina, Kapati, Sakasas, Tissu, Bhakti, 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 this is the beginning of devotional service. Bhakti, 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 devotional service begins from here, not before. Before this is coordinated devotional service, regulated devotional service. But the principle, the beginning is Abhinicharana. Abhinicharana means we must be fixed in devotional service. We must be fixed, no break, no regression, no leave. Fixed devotional service will gradually transform us to the position of Brahma-Bhuta state. The state of Brahma-Bhuta, we don't lament for anything because we don't hunger for anything. It's not perfect because this is a personal platform. This is a personal platform. Like, this does not hunger in your mouth. Desire. Anything. Right? We cannot do this and say take back. So one has to pass through this. Someone says, this will come to the state of being equal to all living entities, seeing all living entities as business parts and person, and deal or relate with them in the same way, in the same manner. You won't theoretically understand. Every living entity is all part and parcel of Krishna. One theoretically understands this. But that practically demonstrating it is an impersonalist. It's not a personalist. A personalist will understand that everything belongs to Krishna. And all living entities are Krishna's part and parcel. And he will engage them exactly like that. Bhante Devi is in the Bhagavatam because that is his vision. He sees everything to be eternally and constantly related with Krishna, and he gives everything like that without thinking that because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we have become Krishna. So it's different. His vision is different. Perfect vision. Everything belongs to Krishna, and he engages everything in Krishna's and without his personal interest. Devotional service. Then one transcends the moods to the state of Brahma-Bhuta. Bhakti Bhakti Param Sampari Nibhukta Tatpatana Nirima. All designations are finished. All. Now one is acting on the true spiritual platform. That is devotional service. This devotional service gives Krishna pleasure. That is the definition of devotional service. Devotional service which gives Krishna pleasure. is performed without designations. It is performed outside the two modes of church. It is pure, if it is called pure in Muslim sense. So, Papa put it in Islamita. Tatwa, to understand me in truth. To understand Rukisa in truth, one cannot get into Sankhya. Sankhya philosophy will take one long time. Proper said it is for the beginners, neophyte routine. Take some time. The Sankhya philosophers cannot completely dislocation. The Karmis cannot completely satisfy Krishna. The Gyanis, the Yogis, they cannot completely satisfy Krishna. Why? Especially that's what I was showing yesterday. Krishna got in this karma, they were Santa. Bhakti, Bhakti, Siddhya, Satari, Santa. The Bhaktis, which are looking for liberation, they are selfish. They have some desire, separate from Krishna, separatist. Bhaktis, the self-fires, Bhaktis, self-fires. They are also selfish, they have some desire, separate from Krishna. They want to gratify their senses. The Bhaktis, they want, the Bhaktis, they want liberation. Their desire is separate from Krishna. The old Buddhists are not interested in liberation. They're not interested. Or the old Buddhists don't want liberation. Petru Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, all of them, they don't want liberation. My dear Lord, If liberation would deprive me from devotional service to you, to hell with liberation, I don't want it. Liberation for devotee means what? To be fully engaged in our constitutional duty as a servant of Krishna. More deeply power and utter reform. To be fully engaged in devotional service. Mama Chandmanesha Manesha Babata Bhakti had been to me. Mama Chandmanesha Manesha. Bet after bet, that man will say, I want bet after bet. I don't want to stop taking bet. We are doing devotional service to terminate until existence. Give up taking bet. Chitan Mahaprabhu will say, I want it. I want more bet. For what? So, for I have to give to him bhakti. The devotional service which will give you pleasure, I want to take many ways to do that. I don't want the pleasure that will terminate my service with you. What service? The devotional service. So, Krishna bhakti on this calm, therefore they are Santa. The devotees of Krishna, they are not separatists. Their interest and Krishna's interest is one. Therefore, they are happy, they are satisfied. The reason why devotees are engaged in anything at all, devotees, the only reason why devotees are fully engaged, even taking risk, is because they want to please Krishna. They want to satisfy Krishna. So Krishna, whatever it takes to satisfy you, we are ready to do that. Any sacrifice, which we can take to satisfy him, we want to do that. Even if it's at the risk of our own life, we are ready to do that. Ready? We don't care whatever it takes. We just want to please him. Lord Krishna, because devotees, they are taking a lot of risk.
sacrificing their life for Christ's pleasure. But this time, gives himself to his duties and he has to glorify it.
So when the professor was having severe headache, Krishna having headache, Miss Lisa had no trouble.
He said, having headache, severe headache. The head was going to fall off. The Lord came, Krishna.
She said, yes, my dear mother, I promise.
Yeah.
So which hospital? You take this hospital. When you see going to the hospital, so where is this hospital for Krishna?
Huh? What is Krishna's hospital? Not the devotees. Krishna's hospital is not devotees. Krishna's hospital is the dust at the feet of the devotees. The dust.
That's Krishna's hospital.
So Lord Krishna want to glorify devotees. Your super excellent is your party. Devotional service to Krishna. You should have pleased Lord Krishna with their life. For Krishna constantly make arrangement to glorify them.
But the money was with Kabiraj called for Krishna. So Krishna, but the money, you want to help me?
Yes, this is my duty as a devotee. What is the issue of being a devotee without service for Krishna? Without service? You are dead. So who to serve Krishna? Whatever it is, I'm ready.
So Krishna said, if you can put the dust on the feet of my devotees, that will cure my headache. If the devotee will give me the dust on his feet, which devotee? Karmis? David? Yogis? And the devotee started making experiments. Varieties of devotees was going to meet them. As soon as the devotee will mention what Krishna wants,
what is that? What are you talking? It is unimaginable to, first of all, to understand Krishna is having a headache. That's unimaginable. The Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord.
You should understand what it means what you are about.
What do you mean the Supreme Lord having a
headache? What do you mean?
That is too much
for understanding. Krishna has no matter what, yeah, that is what the scripture said. Krishna has no matter what. What do you mean Krishna having a headache? This is a joke. But Krishna will have a headache.
Doing devotional service is difficult to understand. Difficult. You should not think it is a cheap thing.
Those of us are thinking that those mechanical chakra like this can go the way are disciplined as well.
Pure devotional service is meant for us, people who are really serious. Try to understand what is pure devotional service, what we are talking about. Here, some exalted devotees are denying Krishna having headache. Krishna is truly having headache. But devotees, some devotees cannot understand. Not only that, Jayadev Goswami will have difficulty understanding the super excellent nature of bhakti. Even though Krishna came to him and appreciated so much his bhakti, but they are different levels of devotion.
They're different.
Jayadev Goswami was fighting glorification of Krishna. And he came upon one verse. But Krishna is speaking to Srimati Radharani, please give me your daughter's feet. I want your crazy on my head. That day, Goswami could not have it. What is that?
What do you mean, my supreme Lord, who is worshipped by the 32 million demigods?
Yeah.
Who is what? Jagannath, the Lord of the universe, the Lord, the Master, the Lord, not Mother. What is the fortune?
Taking the Lord's feet of who?
Who?
Whose feet?
On his Lord that I worship.
Can you understand?
That is not possible. So he couldn't write it. So Christian has to come and write it himself. Don't look at the relationship between Jagannath Goswami and Krishna. Very close. Krishna identified with him. Yet, he couldn't write it. Krishna went to place the lotus for the same material in your home. He said, no, I cannot write it. I don't have the strength to write this. See, that is what we are trying to do. Listen, that is what you are sitting in the most of it. Don't take it cheaply. Don't take it cheaply. It's not something for children. For those who are really determined. To the Vrata, those who are really determined. Determination is very strong.
So Lokesha is happy headed, and nobody wants to kill Lokesha because our party is so, that's why. How can you? Don't say this.
Lokesha is happy headed, and he wants to burst from the feet.
Do you know what you want me to do? I will stay in here for eternity. Who can calculate the duration of my hellish life? To even think of that, it's an offense.
That is, Parama Abara, you are committing supreme offense.
Do you know? A supreme offense. To do that, that is supreme offense.
But the way it's like, this is what this is not it. From his devotees. If you are a devotee, please give.
Nobody could give.
And everybody was frustrated.
Even the body himself couldn't give the Lord. He is going everywhere in the world for the cause. To kill Lokesha, he didn't give himself. He forgot. He is going everywhere to look for. Krishna told him directly,
my friend, go and get the Lord from my devotees. He is one of the devotees, Narada. He is Narada's. The carrier of Narada. He is good Narada.
First of all, the instruction is given to him. Who would have been the first Krishna take? He didn't give.
So he went everywhere, he failed. He came back. Krishna knows what he's doing. Krishna wants to advertise his pure devotees to show that there is difference in bhakti. So Krishna said, nobody could give.
Oh.
Krishna's head is increasing. And the anxiety on the Rahuni also intensified. To get to the dust, he forgot to say he has to give. He don't do it. He was afraid of going there. So Krishna said, you know, now you go to the Gopis and see what you have. So Rahuni went to the Gopis. Before the Rahuni could come, leave his statement that Lokesha is having severe headache and he just this at any moment from now, Lokesha will die from headache and he needed to toss for it. Immediately the Krishna stated, the Lord said, toss is open, is stretched there. Yeah, not to speak. Dead! How many basket do you have? Food. Dead. The Lord said, you know what I mean? You are toss. Krishna feet. Dead!
What
if you want to take? The moon said, you don't know you can go to hell. Let us stay for hell permanently. But Krishna's headache should go. That's all. This is about it. This is not for lazy people. As long as one has even a slight desire to enjoy or not of the material nature, there is no chance of being free from the influence of nature's material modes. That means there is no question of the Western spirit that will grace the Krishna. As far as the desire is there. One cannot be a pure devotee. And not being a pure devotee, one cannot satisfy the Krishna. And without satisfying the Krishna, there's no question of going back and back to God. Now, the moment he saw the Krishna face to face, and Krishna spoke to him, defined the first time. His devotion was so strong that the Krishna from the heart disappeared and was standing before him. And when he opened his eyes, he saw Krishna standing. The Krishna said, "My dear, and dear boy, Narada, I'm pleased with your devotion, but this lifetime you cannot see me. Continue with what you are doing. We shall see next time, not this life." Our Acharyas, they commented on that. The Muni has transcended the moves of nature. So Krishna came before him face to face. Krishna cannot control that person in condition so. The Muni saw Krishna face to face. But Krishna told him, "This lifetime, I just want to encourage you. This lifetime, we cannot meet. Next time, we shall see. But continue. I just want to encourage you to continue. That what you are doing, it is wonderful. Devotional service is the best, it's powerful, wonderful. It is our supreme occupation. There's something still missing that I want you to fix it. Fix it." What is that? Narada Muni was still attracted to just slight goodness. He was still some goodness that deprived him from entering into Krishna's good. What about ignorance? Deep dark ignorance. The passion to even goodness itself. So we can see the distance. It is very important that we should see the distance. The distance from where we are to where we are going. Every intelligent devotee should know this. What is the distance from where we are to where we are going? We should know so that we know exactly the speed we should use to get to our destination on time. And devotion means active engagement, active involvement, active participation. Enter into the mysteries of understanding of Krishna. Bhakti, devotional service. So I want to change my topic a little bit. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Eight divisions. For his auspicious, for it's inauspicious. Inauspicious was she by spirit. Those who hear by utterance, those who hear by heart, those who have middle of their mind, let me go and hear by water. Our good desire that I should go and hear by water. But she was said, there are eight categories. Four are auspicious, four inauspicious. All of them are hearing by water. Inauspicious, there are four. Camel, wolf, bull, and the bear. How many? One, camel, bull, wolf, the bear. The bear is called Bruder bear. You know Bruder bear. Bruder bear, you don't know because you have not gone to Himalayas. The Bruder bear stays in the Himalayas, not in Mumbai. In Himalayas. Who are the people in Himalayas? Huh? In Himalayas?
Yogis.
In Himalayas? Are yogis. So the bear stays with them. Bruder bear. He stays with them. And he hears all the mantras, the chant. He hears very attentively, very expert. And this bird can repeat it exactly to other people, but this bird will never practice. You understand? Bruder bear stays with not only people, he stays with. Says, we are chanting mantras, reciting the scriptures. He will hear them deeply, and he will hear everything, he will memorize everything, he will repeat it exactly, but he will never practice it. Wouldn't that be the first two? Devotees. Devotees. Who hears, memorize so many scrolls. They can speak, they don't practice magic. They don't practice magic. They give people instructions, they don't follow anyone. Yeah, I don't know it. The wolf. The wolf in the forest. The wolves are very good at making noise. They make noise. Wolf. They make noise. So that the discussion of Bhagavatam, Bhagavata, all the auspicious discussion of Krishna, the Krishna spiritual devotee, will be interrupted. Understand? So the wolf devotees, in the Hare Krishna temple, their food will always be in the Bhagavatam class. Right? Any devotee who's from grand in a class is what? Is what? Say wolf. Making noise so that the Bhagavatam will be interrupted. So we shouldn't bring ourselves from the temple room. And bring yourself from the temple room.
This could be a white.
What is it? But still, you don't see it because our noise is too loud. That our mind will become blocked. Don't keep yourself from one game.
And those who want to answer for the deities, they are also wolf. Wolf. Same students. In the lecture of the Western Open Person, he mentioned a list of offenses to be avoided. To talk with someone before the date is an offense. So when you answer a phone call before the date is what? Huh? We have come before the Lord to give ourselves completely. Full attention, absolutely focused. If we want to enter into a devotional service, we should prepare ourselves. Put everything that is going to distract our attention outside. Nothing should be between us and Krishna. If there's anything between us and Krishna, that thing is idol. Nothing should come in between us. But he has the science. It's a science. I have to understand the science and practice it. They will succeed. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Comments? Question?
Hare Krishna. The four, you were talking about eight kinds of devotees. Understand what you are talking about. You talked about only two.
What are many two? Okay. Okay.
What
is
where we are?
Thank you. A bull means what? Fool. A bull listener of a bhagavatam. This is a whole part, Bhagavatam and impersonal status. Oh, they are speaking the same thing. Oh, I want to listen to this Baba Sada. He spoke the same thing like Prabhupada. Oh, very nice. It's a bull. They are different. A bull cannot see the difference between impersonalist and impersonalist. For him, they are all the same. So you can go to Ganesh, can go to Shiva, can go to Saraswati, you can go to all of them, demigods, oh, they are all the same, they are that one. Wow. So it's a good. Camel listener. A camel listener, he has attraction for newspapers, magazines, the moment they take the water to read. No taste of water, but yes, full attention for magazines, newspapers. But water, no taste. It's coming.
Right?
Why do you want to be successful? Very good. So you cannot get you. So no way down. Say, there was successful, there was a fall. Good one. Which one should be? Swan, it's a good one. Fish, it's a good one. Okay, let me continue. If I demand it, that's much. Swan. It should be like that. Swan, what is it good to be a swan? It can separate milk from water. So a swan listener of Bhagavatam can really understand the difference between Bhagavatam from a pure devotee and other scriptures. Even if they are spoken nicely, full of ornamentations, the devotee will separate that and take only the proper Bhagavatam. This one. His interest in the blessed age is different. He has taste for this planet. This one. The fish. This fish. Very good. Very good. This fish. This fish sat deep in the ocean. There, the milk and the ocean are together. This fish is drinking the milk without the water, not bring the eye. Like, perfect example of fish devotee is Parashat Maharaj. Parashat Maharaj is a fish devotee, listener. When he was hearing Bhagavatam from Subhadrava Goswami, he never blinked his eyes. He was fixed for 7 days by this. Not sleeping, not eating, nothing. It's a fish listener. The speaker and the listener, they are one. That is a fish. It's a fish listener. Chakrabhe. Chakrabhe is not his own. Well, the next time for Bhagavatam. So the next time for Bhagavatam class, I want to hear. Because the next time, I want to hear. He's eager to hear, very, very eager. He's the first person to see it. When he sees, he's absorbed in it. He's a perishing. That's the type of listener. So you want this word, to take to hear Bhagavatam. Wherever they are, the fire is burning, then we go on here, only here. They are attracted, we are addicted to here. Not from others, from something to Krishna. They will do those messages because they are already perfect in hearing. So we should be like what? Should be like swine?
Fish.
That we should do. Because it shows that we are really, really very, very, very fortunate. We are attracted to personal service. And with this mentality, whatever service you do will please permission. That is our success. The goal of our devotional service is to attain Krishna prayer. To do that, we have to do it perfectly. To do it perfectly, we have to understand what it is. We don't understand that, so can we? So we should know it. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.